feel great.
Yesterday, Ashbrihanal finished. Was it a regular day for you, or was it a special day in some way?
No, it was a special day for whole universe, not just for us, because it was something unusual. I can speak about like 1 hour, but I will answer your questions.
Well, I don't want you to speak for an hour, but if you could give me 2 minutes on why yesterday was for the universe.
You know, because yesterday I felt that he finished 3,100 miles in 1 day. In 1 day. It was my feeling, you know, that yesterday when it was like few laps to go, I felt just that he started in the morning and he finished 3,100 miles, you know. It was amazing. It was really smooth from first day. You know, he was like invisible, you know. He was like passing me many times. And it was like nobody is passing me, you know. Like nobody. It was like no... He talked with me just 2 or 3 times for whole race. And when he will not talk with me these 3 times, I will don't remember that he is running this year. It was like that feeling.
He was in a different consciousness, or?
I don't know, ask him. I'm just telling about my feeling, not about his feeling.
Did it make you run a little, feel a better experience having him on the course? That kind of energy, or he just was invisible?
It was really inspiring, you know. It was really, really, it was amazing, you know. You can't imagine what is running 76 miles a day. Nobody. Like, nobody can imagine. You know, it's beyond physical world. And it takes few years to break this record. Maybe 10 years, I don't know, maybe more. But he can do it again next year, very easy. Like for a few hours or something. But you know, he was like alien. Like a real alien. I don't believe, you know. When I imagine him, like he's running now, he's like, you know, I'm dying like every day, every hour. And he was like flying, you know. Like really flying, it was not running here. You know that people told like about him, he's flying Finland. It's really true, he's flying, always flying.
When you look at the number of days you have left now, are you looking forward to it, or are you gonna be sad when day 52 comes?
You know the answer.
Okay, that guy just started the race.
And this guy know everything. You know, I will be not sad, I will be just, you know, I will miss, like, everything, you know, because I had really, really, really hard race, really. It was my hardest, but another side is, like, is my the best race. Yeah, because, you know, what doesn't kill you, then make you stronger. And I had, like, Kosha saved me, because when he came, he said I was really close to anemia. And it's no joke. But now I feel better. And I feel I just started today morning.
So and you I just started yesterday morning?
No, like every day. Every day, you know, we are not remember like what happened. Like in the past. You know, it's hard to understand, because but it's really like it's natural feeling that, you know, we're just running this moment, and it's not that we are thinking, oh, I must run this moment, or thinking here and now. It's natural feeling, you know, it's natural feeling. And this is why we are like missing the race when it's finished, because we are living in the one lap or just few meters, you know. I'm not thinking what will happen there or what happened there. I wish everybody to experience this, because like, you know, what Guru was talking about, you know, we experience everything what Guru was talking. I think it's hard to believe, but yeah, it's hard to believe because the people just came and they saw they are running. It's the same. And it's just few people. They really understand and they have feeling what's going on here. But it's not many people. Not many. But in the future, more people will have the feeling about this race. Welcome.